If the whole church takes up this missionary impulse, she has to go forth to everyone without exception. But to whom should she go first? When we read the gospel, we find a clear indication, not so much our friends and wealthy neighbors, but above all the poor and the sick, those who are usually despised and overlooked, those who cannot repay you. There can be no room for doubt or for explanations which weaken so clear a message. Today and always, the poor are the privileged recipients of the gospel, and the fact that it is freely preached to them is a sign of the kingdom that Jesus came to establish. We have to state without mincing words that there is an inseparable bond between our faith and the poor. May we never abandon them.